I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9-to-5 is something that I don't wanna do. Sit in the cubicle miserable as I slave away. Getting complacent with life as my dreams fade away. Nah, motivation to go harder. I'd rather spit that real than probably die harder.
Good morning, good evening, good night, folks. This is your Five Tool Sports Podcast host, Woody Massey. I'm here with Coach Brandon Lundberg.
What's up? Where's CJ at? He's late.
He's working.
Oh, that's
rubber
good.
Rubber band man right now.
Rubber band man. Wild as the Taliban.
Oh, yes. That's the T.I. version. Oh, nine, am I right?
Is there another
45
one?
In my other hand.
Oh, there, yeah, there you go.
Then there's the rubber band man, which was like the song. Here comes, it's the rubber band man. It's like a 70s like funk song.
Yeah. Nah, I don't know. I know about the T.I. one. That's about it.
Yeah, no, I love the T.I. one. It's one of my favorites.
Rubber band man.
Wild as the Taliban. Nine in my right, 45 in my other hand. Who that is? It's the rubber band man.
Oh my goodness.
T.I. is a classic, dude.
Yeah, he is, for sure.
But yeah, we got Thursday night football, Brandon. Thursday night football, which we haven't been having some good games lately. Now, the last week was ugly, but it was a good game because it was an upset. Miami beat Ravens. No one was expecting that.
Yep, that was definitely a huge surprise.
Obviously. Gave Lamar a good case of the runs.
Yeah, he's definitely he's out sick this week, probably clearing his system out.
The man's pooping up his stomach.
Some IBS issues or whatnot, clearing him. So he'll be lighter on his feet. So if you're facing him in fantasy football this week, look out.
Oh, yeah, we'll see. Hopefully not, because I'm facing him, and it's an important game.
Yeah, I know, right?
I need to win. There's so much parity this year in the NFL. It's insane. Like, 3 out of the 5 fantasy football leagues, I mean, everyone's, like, 5 and 6 or 6
yeah,
and 5.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah.
But this week, we have a game where they are featuring probably the most buzzed on rookie this week. I feel like Mac Jones is finally getting all the sound bites on ESPN because the Patriots knew Tom Brady, and Billy Bell is a genius again because this is how you bring up a rookie quarterback with a noodle arm.
Exactly right. Well, like, I mean,
they are stroking this man. Like, Ryan Clark was like, every team with a rookie quarterback should be hitting up Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels. How did you do that?
It starts with a good solid foundation, unlike the Bears.
It also helps that they just spread out 4 wide and ran 2-yard routes for like 3 weeks.
Right.
Just got him used to the speed of the game.
Just letting him or teaching him to take what the defense gives him and don't put him in weird spots. And then you have a really good defense and you play good special teams. He's just surrounded by talent. Now, it's not the greatest talent, but their offensive line is really good. Their running backs are solid. They've got a really good tight end in Hunter Henry. And then you have Jonnu Smith. And when those guys are healthy and all that, they're good. They add pressure to the defense. So.
I mean, let's be honest, in the NFL, it's not like the NBA where it's superstar teams. You'd much rather have a bunch of slightly above average talent than like a few elite talents with below average everything else.
Yeah.
Cause it's a giant machine. It's got to run well. You don't want 2 expensive parts in the engine and then everything else is from Wish. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Look, man, you know, watching that Tom Brady documentary, Man in the Arena, watched the first episode. And one of the big things that they talk about is just like the team aspect of everything, how everything operates in sync with one another and the importance of that. And, you know, the weakness of one player, you know, affects the entirety of the whole. So we know that football is the ultimate team game. Bill Belichick has done a great job of utilizing that aspect as a coach. And I think that he's showing us again that it is possible. Now, the Patriots schedule, at least the last couple weeks, not that difficult. I would say that the Browns are a tough opponent, but obviously they're beat up, right? They're not completely healthy. Baker is playing broken. Like, the guy is broken and he's even more broken now than ever before. They didn't have Nick Chubb in this last game. That would have been helpful. But again, I mean, they don't even have receivers. So this is going to be a test, I think, this week for the Patriots, a little bit of a tougher test. And if we look back 3 weeks ago, they played the Chargers really, really well. They held Justin Herbert in check.
I feel like everyone's been playing the Chargers really, really well lately.
Right, but they forced him into a couple of turnovers. But those receivers were, you know, arguably some of the best receivers in the league, as you know, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams. That is a good, you know, offense, right? You got Austin Eckler in the backfield. So the Patriots were able to handle that.
With Alvin Kamara?
Yeah. And look, the Mac Jones thing, it'll be interesting to see how he handles the attention, because he hasn't been the guy getting all the attention. Nope. It's been all the other rookies. And here he is now. He's getting Trevor Lawrence type of hype.
Fat, squishy face. He looks like a grown baby back there.
He does. Yeah, he does. He looks a little awkward, to be honest.
He looks like a 12-year-old, like, wearing the orange slices.
Right. But again, I mean, a lot of people said some things about Brady when he first got it. Now, the comparisons to Brady are a little ridiculous.
Here's the thing. Brady didn't have a strong deep ball, but Brady had a strong arm on the short
throw. Yeah.
Like, Mac is a Chad Pennington clone. Like, he has a weak arm, but he's accurate.
And as a coach, you would be all right with that.
Yeah.
Like, you can win with that.
Chad Pennington was great.
Yeah, you can win with Chad Pennington. Mm-hmm. Can you win Super Bowls? I don't know.
Well, when you have a coach like Bill Belichick, maybe.
Right. When it comes down to defense, because that's 9 times out of 10, look at the Super Bowls they've played in.
Outside of Atlanta. If Trent Dilfer can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah, that's real, man. You know, I forget a lot of times that he even won a Super Bowl, or at least that. That was with the Ravens, correct?
With the Ravens, was one of the greatest defenses of all time.
Right, and there you go. And that's what you have to have.
And Shannon Sharp, that was all he had. Brandon Stokely came out towards the end of the year, and he ended up having a couple good seasons after that on different franchises. They had Quadri Ishmael, I think. No, Rocket Ishmael, the other brother.
Was it Billick, or was that Harbaugh?
That was Billick.
His first. Okay, Billick. That was Billick's final... you know, run, so to speak, before Harbaugh took over. Good.
No. Billick festered for a few years after that.
Okay.
And then it switched out.
Then in came Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm. But that team was special, man. They had Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, Peter Boulware. Who they have at the corners? They had old Rod Woodson. It was like his last good year. That's how he got the Super Bowl.
That's a veteran player on a defense. Yeah. That helps lead the defense. I mean, that's like the Willie McGinnis thing in the documentary for that Tom Brady documentary, Man in the Arena. That guy hanging around being the leader of the defense for so long.
The fan favorite, the Goose, Tony Siragusa in the middle. Big old fat Tony. We're drifting here. Let's talk.
No, about it's what... fine. But it's relevant to the conversation. The Patriots, if they're going to do anything, I have them as a sleeper contender at this point. They're playing really well on offense. Their defense is playing great. They're good on special teams. They're doing all the right things. They're on a roll. They're hot right now. Their schedule, you know, it's going to get a little bit more difficult. Like I said, the past couple games have been a little bit easier. The Browns, like I said, beat up.
There's nothing wrong with that, though. Like, some people, when you get a few easy wins, momentum is everything in the NFL.
Yep.
Christmas and momentum. And sometimes it just takes a couple easy W's to let your brain know, like, yo, I can do this. We're a good team.
And I feel they're more confident in Mac Jones, too, because some of the throws that he made this past week, you're like, oh.
That throw, I think it was Bourne.
It was Bourne.
Splitting the safety in the corner and placing above where only Bourne could get it.
That was one
of the best rookie throws I've seen all year.
And that's one of the key things during the NFL draft process, scouting him, his ball placement, amazing. So for everybody out there who's like, oh, well, he had all the best wide receivers in college football. Well, again, he added to that, you know, he threw those guys open. He put the ball where only his guys could get it. He was super efficient. And you could see this at Alabama. Now, would it translate to the NFL? Nobody can predict that, but what we're seeing now is exactly what Alabama was using him to do. Get the ball to the athletes and make, you know, take care of the football. Don't hurt your team or put your defense in a bad position. And I really do think that, you know, the formula right now for the Patriots continues to be just that.
Yeah, that makes sense. So the spread here, Brandon, is, before we get to the Atlanta side of the ball, is 6.5.
Yeah.
Patriots are given 6.5 to Atlanta. So Vegas doesn't have much hope in Atlanta, especially after last week. But one thing I will say, Atlanta, with Matt Ryan as their quarterback, usually when they put up a dud game like this, they usually come back and play tougher. Mm-hmm. But they normally have a number one wide receiver when they do that. And obviously Calvin Ridley still sidelined with the mental health issues on the physically unable to perform list. We don't know when he's coming back. We're in, is this week 3 or week 2 of his?
I feel like this is week 3.
I think
this
is week 2. I think because it says 13 days ago they placed him on it. So
okay. Well,
yeah.
So you've got Kyle Pitts who lines up at receiver a lot. So I mean, you've got him. He is arguably your number one. He is the number one.
And Russell Gage isn't a slouch, even though he had no catches last week.
But here's the key. The Patriots are always going to take away what you want to do, right? Yeah. And they know 100% that if Cordero Patterson's on the field, they got to take him away and then Kyle Pitts. So I think their primary focus will end up being Kyle Pitts. You're going to see probably two different guys on him. It'll either be Kyle Duggar or Adrian Phillips against Pitts. One way or the other, they're going to do what they can to take him away and force Matt Ryan to go somewhere else. So you could see Olamide Zaccheaus again, getting peppered with targets, or Russell Gage. And that's something that Matt Ryan has done throughout his career. He's really good at coming off that number one and being like, all right, I'll go to the guy who is available. He's not going to force anything. He's not going to try to hurt you. He's honestly been really good under pressure this year too. So even if the Patriots bring pressure on Matt Ryan, he can handle that. He's a veteran quarterback. I give them a shot. It's a short week. Everybody's, obviously it's a short week for both teams, but I feel more confident that it's Matt Ryan versus somebody, I don't know, even Baker Mayfield at this point. But I'm going to give the Falcons. I'm not going to take the points here. I thought about it a little bit. I do think that they'll make the game interesting, but I think the Patriots will do enough running the football, wear down that defense, which is not very good for the Falcons. And they'll eventually come away probably a 2-score, something 27 to, 17, somewhere in that range, I think, in this particular game. So that's where I'm at with that.
No, I think that's going to be where it is, too. I had talked myself into the Patriots when we started this show. And then I thought of all the Jekyll and Hyde moments with the Falcons and how they usually bounce back.
They could be really good. They could win this game. I wouldn't be surprised. You got a lot of hype on Mac Jones right now. Let's see how he handles it.
Yeah.
Falcons
secondary does suck, though. So that does help them.
But it helps, too, that you do have a younger quarterback for the Patriots, right? So if you're a defensive coordinator, you just got to throw some things out there, try to confuse him a little bit, get a little bit of pressure from whatever area you can get pressure on the Patriots. But again, the Patriots offensive line is really solid, man. So they're going to protect him. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to bring pressure, you got to get there and at least affect him in some way, move him off his spot, force him into a couple bad throws. You don't have to force a quarterback into turnovers and you don't have to sack him. What you have to do is you have to force a bad throw that's incomplete and then they lose a down and then they're behind the chains and then you give your defense a chance. But if you can't do that, that's where I think, the Patriots will dink and dunk their way down the field. They'll be able to run the football and they'll just take over as the game goes on. They'll wear down the Falcons defense eventually. And that's why I feel like it could be a 2-score game at the end.
I'm taking the Patriots here. I think they're going to cover. When you control the run game, you control the clock. And Mac Jones' specialty has been not making mistakes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the team that makes the less mistakes on Thursday night football.
I feel like he's due at some point.
For a meltdown game? Yeah.
For at least one game where he's like, okay, he's a rookie. And then.
Oh, Atlanta, see if you got some surprises in you tonight. We'll see. But as always, guys, thank you for tuning in to our Thursday Night Football preview. We do this for you every Thursday for your drive home. A 15 to 20 minute preview of the game, perfect for your commute. And to walk in, turn on the TV, ask the wifey for a daddy soda, and sit down and watch the game. As always, check out Football Scout 365. NFLDraft.com and for all your fantasy and draft coverage needs. Get that upper hand on your opponent next year for fantasy. And check out the number 5 toolsportspodcast.com as well for all of our content and socials.
It's and, paid in full.
Paid in full. Let's let the music hit.
I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9 to 5 is something that I don't want to do. Sit in the cubicle.